100 word stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. And we got a bunch of stories in on the topic of collection. So let's go ahead and listen. And by the way, if you're running a little late, or if you forgot to send in the sound file for your story, well, go ahead and send it on in, and I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. Here we go. I'll be with you when we run through these.
Hiya, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called A Neatly Folded Bag for Life. I said I'd be there about 10 to pick Mum up, but you all know my timekeeping skills, don't you? And it was raining, so the roads were packed. Then I got caught up in a funeral procession. It felt disrespectful somehow to overtake. I mean, Mum was in no hurry, was she? It was the greenness that struck me. The jars were all green. The lady at the creme explained its screw top before sliding Mum into a green box. "Will you need a bag?" she asked with a smile. That was green too. But I'd brought my own. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Good morning. This is Richard. This is my story on the topic collection, and it's called Philatelost. Whilst clearing out the loft, we found my great-grandfather's stamp collection. Nobody had seen it for years, and we'd assumed it lost, a terrible shame considering it was supposedly worth a fortune. I remembered poring through the album as a child, which is more than great-grandfather did. He was content to simply collect and file the stamps. Only I was ever interested in them. We sent it to be valued, only to be told it was worthless. It would have been worth a fortune, if only the young me hadn't artistically altered all the designs in marker pen. I'm finished, so until next time, goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. He knew that the collection of plates with flowers on them was worthless. However, his wife thought they were her ticket into a world of traveling and luxury. When she died unexpectedly, one of her daughters lit two candles next to the plates, mentally claiming them as hers. "No one wants these plates, right?" Everyone said they did want them. That's when a family crisis started. Years of arguments ensued. Marriages, grandchildren, divorces, and the damn plates were still there, sitting on the shelf. Good thing he had hidden the gold. Traveling was nice, and luxury hotels were even better. This was my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
I needed a hobby to fill my spare time, which is why I took up taxidermy. Over the years, I've managed to amass quite a collection, but it's always been difficult to source a suitable supply of subjects. There's only so much roadkill out there, and much of it is in no state for stuffing. so I started to improvise, and would carefully mow down any animals unfortunate enough to cross my path, whilst out driving. Kids were easy pickings too. Along with the occasional wandering tramp, and juggers, all finding their way into my collection. Aren't hobbies just great?
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 890 with a prompt of collection. Well, you might be hearing this on Mother's Day, so happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. Here's my story. Sabrina called from above.
Sorry, I didn't have time to warn you. Are you okay?
The man floated face down in the water.
Yeah, he missed us.
Bilbert turned the man over, leaned him against the well's wall, and slugged him in the stomach. The old coot coughed out water and began to breathe again.
Look what I found.
Linoleum Amanda held out a collection of beer bottle caps. Bilbert frowned.
So? Look.
She turned one over to reveal an arcane rune written inside and handed it to Bilbert. The metal was ice cold on the palm of his hand. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
The warehouse fire put three guys from House 16 in the hospital. Bobby and Big Mike were fine, just a little smoke inhalation. But the kid, what a mess. He fought. He held on, his girl holding his hand for weeks. We visited him, told him Big Mike's cooking got worse, worse than hospital food. I think he heard us, because he smiled. City throws a big funeral, sure, uniforms and a march down Main Street. But the union only does so much for a guy. So houses from all over the city pass the boot around for his girl.
And there you have it, a bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of collection. I hope you enjoyed today's weekly challenge, and continue to enjoy the weekly challenges of the future, over there at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. And you can enjoy the weekly challenges and stories of the past by going into the archives there, at least over 1 year. God, I can't remember if it's 15, 16, or 17 years. Around that. Anyway, thank you all for listening and being a part of this, and I look forward to more stories from you in weekly challenges in the future. Until then, thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.